What'd you do for those 3-4 months? About 3-4 months, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do in that time
period? I just rehab, went back home, rehab the whole time, and just got my knee back right. So when I came back, you know, everything was in tip-top shape.
Where did you do the rehab?
Back home, South Carolina. Yeah.
What did it mean to you to get that call back to say, hey, we want you?
Oh, I mean, everything. You know, the first time I came in, man, I just felt like it was a dream come true to play for the Packers, you know, because the Packers are such a high-class organization. So when I got that call, man, it was amazing.
I'm guessing you've noticed that the inside linebacker position has changed quite a bit here in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that means for your chances? Does it kind of give you a little extra spring in your step, so to speak?
You know, the opportunity is wide open. You know, it's a lot of guys here, but I must continue to be me, continue to work hard, and if my hard work, you know, elevates me to the starting spot, man, so be it.
Is that your goal? Is the start, not just make a roster, but the start?
Oh, my goal is to make the roster, but, you know, earning that spot, starting spot would be excellent. Yeah.
How long did it take just to get over the discipline when you're getting hurt when you've gotten off of such a good start last year?
Yeah, it was a bum, but it didn't take long. You know, I've been hurt before, you know. Just got to work hard, work harder, you know, get back healthy real quick. And just got to forget about it, leave it in the past, and just let God take it from there.
At South Carolina State, did you do much special teams? Were you mostly just all defense?
My first 2 years, I was the special teams guru.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, in my later years, you know, I was the guy on defense, so I didn't play special teams at all.
Was about your game that translates so well to that? Obviously, you want to be starting on defense, but a lot of times, you know, first spot is getting something on special teams. Is there just something that clicks with you with that? Because it looked like that was something you're doing pretty well, you know, before the injury.
I mean, special teams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm a football player, you know. So I'm just a football player, man. You put me anywhere on the field, I'm going to try to do my best to achieve.
How will being here the past year, being in meetings, being a part of the team, help you when camp starts this year?
I'll be ahead of the curve, you know. I'll be able to come right in and just go off ability instead of, you know, everything running through my brain, all the clouds of all the new plays or whatever. I'll just have it down pack already.
Do you remember what it was like? I mean, these guys are going through this weekend, what this weekend
was like? For me, it was scary, you know. Constantly looking over your shoulder, like, am I doing something right? Am I doing something wrong, you know? Because in a second, it could be over right then and there.
You mentioned, you know, just going through and playing it. At what point did that get to you last year where you thought, you know what, I know what I'm doing. I can just go short. I can do rather than taking your way through everything all the time.
It came in probably the summer, OTA, because they done a great job here of really making it easy for the rookies to come in and learn. It's easier now than it was in past years, you know, because of the crick and all the other things they have done for us to help us learn quickly.
Joe, do you remember the injury? Like, do you remember that moment well when it happened last year?
Yeah, you know, the play was over. Someone fell on my leg, and that was it, you know. I tried to play through it, but, you know, coach took me out, you know.
Have you kind of thought, like, well, what if this guy doesn't what if this guy doesn't fall on my leg after the play? What if I would have moved? I mean, did you dwell on any of it for even for a day or a week?
I mean, yeah, for, you know, a couple of hours, but, you know, what's in the past is in the past. You learn from it, and we got to move forward.
You said everything happens for a reason. Did you ever figure out that reason?
I guess to be humble. Just be humble. Just be humble.